اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد. 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد. وعليكم السلام ورحمه الله وبركاته. وعليكم السلام ورحمه الله وبركاته. وعليكم السلام ورحمه الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمه الله وبركاته.
Zakiya, it is such an honor to have you with us today. Thank you so much for being on today. Jazakallah khairan.
Wa iyyakum barakallahu fik. I'm so happy to be here. I feel so honored whenever Allah blesses me to connect with other sisters with Quran. Truly, honestly.
May Allah bless you so much. Let me introduce you, inshallah, to all who are joining us today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fihi. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. We are so blessed today with having Zakiya, international author, mashallah, founder of a school, the UZ Heart and Soul Camp, that focuses on teaching Islamic sciences. Mashallah, she has studied for over 15 years Islamic sciences, aqidah, tafsir, and Quran in Egypt, in Saudi, in America. Yeah. And mashallah, not only has she written 25 plus books, but she is an international speaker. She has had those books translated and taught in schools. Mashallah, she's a teacher and she really invests in teaching women about Quran and self-love and really nurturing a woman's soul through the Quran. So it is such a gift and such a blessing to have you with us today. Alhamdulillah. We would love to know about your story. What led you to start studying all of these different sciences?
To be honest, I was actually thinking, like, where do I begin? Because, you know, you ask yourself, what's the beginning, right? Yeah. But I would say that the thing that comes to my mind, there are two events that happened, you know, in my life. My parents had converted to Islam the year I was born. So, like, I have some older brothers and sisters who are not Muslim.
Really?
So they converted from Christianity to Islam. And so I learned the prayers and basic things. But I didn't really focus that much on, you know, my deen so much. It was just like, I'm saying my prayers and I'll read Quran,
right,
in English. I didn't know any Arabic.
Yeah.
And then when I was in school, I was at Emory University. I remember they were just giving us all of this work. And I just remember thinking, I'm spending all this time studying these secular sciences, which is really good,
yeah,
but I'm not spending any time with my deen. I was like, you know what, after I graduate, I think I want to study, right? This is more about my faith, you know? Just to be a better Muslim. And then then last year of college, I get married. And then, that was to my daughter's father, who's my former husband now. And so then what happened was, is that, you know, a couple of years passed, I'm not really doing what I said I was gonna do. But long story short, I share this story in, I think it's in my book, Dear Struggling Soul. I believe it's that book. Or Dear Soulless Time, I forget now, because I have like over 30 books now. So I start getting confused which book has which story. But in that, what happened was, long story short, because that's a whole separate life, is that Allah tested me with having a very severe allergic reaction to, I lost a pregnancy. And by the time I went into the hospital, they said that if I came in even minutes later, I would have been dead. And so they rushed me in and they were telling me as they were rolling me that you might not survive, you know?
Zakiya?
Yeah, sorry. I don't know how to turn this phone thing off when people are calling.
No problem. Alhamdulillah, you're back.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. Yeah, anyway, so if that happens again, that's someone trying to call. I don't know how to turn that off. But So what happened was, is during that time, you know, then after that, I had this huge allergic reaction, and they could not figure out on top of all that after they finished. And so, long story short, I just made dua. I said, Allah, like, I was so scared, like, do not let me die now. I have not lived like I want to. If you spare my life, I will dedicate my life to learning your book, learning the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I will teach others about it, you know. And that was the beginning of my studies. Like, and then after I, and right after I made that prayer, they figured out how to take care of the allergy. They could not figure it out for a long time, and I was just getting worse and worse. But as soon as I made that dua, within minutes, they figured it out.
La ilaha illallah.
So then I started studying, and that started my journey.
Subhanallah.